This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, along with Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, we have two great guests and one great subject to talk about this month.
Jason, it's always good to be with you. And the topic for today is career services at Morehead State University, and I have as my guest Julia Hawkins. Julia is the Director of Career Services, and she has with her Megan Boone. Megan is the career counselor, and she also works with employee relations at the university. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Yes, thank you.
We'll come back. We'll start our show after this.
MSU's biology, biomedical, and chemistry programs give students hands-on laboratory experience and research opportunities. Morehead State faculty members utilize innovative practices in both the classroom and laboratory to provide students with personal one-on-one attention, preparing students for careers and graduate study. As a result, MSU alumni are accepted into professional schools at rates above state and national averages. To learn more, visit online at moreheadstate.edu/biochem.
With Morehead State's online MBA program, you're able to earn an advanced degree and additional skills from any location while continuing to work at your current job, preparing you to rise through the ranks of the business world. Our fully accredited 30-hour program offers you much more convenience and flexibility. Visit moreheadstate.edu/MBA to learn more.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Dr. Wayne Andrews, Morehead State University President, and Career Services, the topic of our show this month, and we're really pleased to have our two guests and to talk about this subject.
We are indeed, Jason. You know, as I travel about and talk with legislators, parents, faculty members, and particularly students, one of the reasons that young people come to college, of course, is to enter into the world of work ultimately and to have a career and a good-paying job. Career Services has evolved through time at universities, and they have a very significant role to play in preparing students for the world of work. So, Julia, I'd ask if we could start perhaps by give us an overview of Career Services at Morehead State. What are some of the functions that you perform, and how vital is that for our students?
I'd be happy to. Career Services is an area that a lot of people think is just resume and job search, but it's very important for students to start early about figuring out what they like doing and how to prepare for the jobs. So in our office, we're starting with career planning. I've actually stolen a phrase from you, plan the work and work the plan. If we can get students thinking about what they really enjoy doing, what kind of skills that they need to build, and then what kind of employment goes along with those kind of activities, then we have a lot of stuff for them to practice. For instance, putting a resume together, interviewing, cover letters, all that stuff that helps them get a job. But we also want to really encourage them to get experience while they're at the university, where they can take theory and practice it in the real world so that they have something to offer an employer. So it's a 4-year plan.
And you also work with internships. You work with our faculty departments to help place students in internships. And I guess, Julie, from the broad picture, that's one way for students to get that real-life experience while they're a student.
Yes, there's a lot of ways of getting experience. We really encourage internships or co-ops. Some of the departments have them in place, clinicals in the social work and things like that, practicums, student teaching. But there's other things as well, service learning projects, volunteer projects. The main thing is to get some what we call transferable skills, those communication skills, problem-solving skills. You can do those in classroom settings, but then get some real-world experience in the field that you want to go into. It's also a good way of testing the waters, whether you really want to be in that line of work.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Often students will think, I want to be this, that, or the other. They graduate from college, they go into the field and haven't had the opportunity to work there, and they find, oh my gosh, this isn't what I thought. Megan, one of the things that you do that gets a lot of attention around here is a career fair. When I first came, we weren't doing those at Morehead State University, and In fact, people said at the time, yeah, employers aren't that interested in going out to colleges and universities anymore, that's sort of passe. Tell us about Career Fair, what that is and how it works, and you know, how our students have responded.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It really is something that has grown recently. There kind of was an idea out there that, oh, employers don't want to interact face-to-face with job seekers, but we've grown the Career Fair. We've most recently had over 90 employers there in graduate programs. It's really an opportunity for job seekers to make a first impression. I think you see so much, oh, apply online, you know, to be considered. But the employers in the graduate programs like to meet those people in person. They like to see if they're professionally dressed. They like to try to assess their verbal communication skills. So we tell job seekers, you know, make sure that you're putting your best foot forward if you do come to an event like the Career Fair. We've actually got one coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be on Tuesday, September 29th. It's from 10 to 1. And it's open to the community. So it's not just for MSU students and alumni that we welcome them to come.
The good part about the Career Fair is, in fact, leading up to that Career Fair, you'll have resume building, you'll have mock interviews. Just tell us a little bit about that, because I know the resume has changed since I was trying to apply for a job many years ago. The fact that if you don't have that resume just like the employer wants, what do we get, 10, 15 seconds?
Yes, we even were looking at some statistics recently that said 7 seconds on that initial look. Wow. At your resume. That's just such a quick glance. So you're right. It's really important that your resume represent yourself in that short period of time. So bulleting, having the headings in an order that makes sense.
But you all have the classes that they can come in and bring one, and you can tweak it a little bit.
We do. We're doing a resume lab, which is a fairly new event. We started that last year, where we're set up in a computer lab. A student or community member can come in, work on a resume if they have an existing draft, or they can start from scratch, and we'll walk them through that and make sure they leave with a good product.
And I know the job interview has changed a little bit because employers may be at the corporate office. You even now do mock interviews on Skype.
Yeah, we're using the technology because employers are using the technology. So we do practice interviews in person. I just recently did one with a student who was going to have a phone interview coming up. So we did it over the phone to simulate that. And yes, we're using Skype and doing practice interview events.
And I know that our students, if they're not able to maybe go home and get the attire that you would like them to have if you're an employer, they can come and find some limited clothes if they have to.
Yeah, our suit bank has become really popular. You know, that first impression is so important, whether it's an interview or you're attending the Career Fair and meeting with organizations. So,
well, I think that's a really important point. So it's almost what I would describe as a total service approach to this. First of all, you're working with the employers in our region and beyond. So you have a sense about what careers are viable today, you know, what areas of employment employers are looking to fill. And you also have a sense about our students. You know our majors, you know about us as individuals, where we come from and the like. And so you try to attend to all the various facets of that to prepare individuals for an appropriate encounter with an employer.
Yes, I think that's true. And one of the things with the Career Fair that I think people don't realize, and this generally is with job seeking in general, I mean, I just looked at the percentage of organizations they are looking for all majors. It's well over half of the organizations there. So, you know, there's something for everyone, I think, and the job market really is improving right now, and we're really trying to help candidates develop their skills and be able to market that.
You know, one of the things I'd like to ask the two of you about is kind of the, it may be a delicate question, but it goes like this. There are some that believe that the core liberal arts today is sort of dying on the vine, and that what we need to do is prepare more people for very specific and narrow career fields. I, for one, reject that. I don't believe that's true. I think that the core of the curriculum at the university, which is the liberal arts, is very important because in the core, students learn critical thinking. They learn analytic skills. They learn about negotiation. They learn about working with others in groups and all those important skills. But could you comment on that? I mean, from what you see and hear from employers, what's the balance there?
When we look at who hires and how they hire. Oftentimes, they're looking for those transferable skills, or what some people call soft skills. I don't like the term soft skills, because transferable has a better connotation that it is moving. You can use it elsewhere. And they are looking for communication skills, especially written skills. We're kind of lacking in that, and so they need to learn those. I've got a professor right now that's working in math, and he's working with some of our employers to come up with ideas that they can work in the classroom as a class and help problem solve. Maybe it's mostly data analysis, but they're using real-world examples in math classes. So those are the kind of things that students can learn that they can take out. The main thing is, once they start learning it, is to be able to describe it on a resume very quickly, very briefly, concise, and then be able to use examples in the interview. So an employer can see the parallel examples of what they've learned in the classroom or in other kinds of experiences, for instance, service learning or volunteer work, and use it in the real world, because they want people who can take problems and figure out solutions.
I think that's really important, and it's important for us to make sure that we communicate that to our department chairs and our faculty. For example, a philosophy degree is not an obsolete degree at all, because in philosophy, you learn language and argumentation and debate and detailed analysis and the like, and those are skills that people are looking for in the workplace. So it is a matter of how it's presented on a resume. I mean, I think that's what you said there, Julia, is very, very important. Tell me also, do you work with alumni? So, you know, I graduate from the university this year, and 5 years from now I'm, you know, moving, want to change positions, and I call, will you help me?
Absolutely. It's one of the things I'm proud that we do here, and I hope we don't have to charge. A lot of universities charge their alumni, and we consider them part of our family, and so we always meet with them and make time for them.
It doesn't matter whether you graduate this year, graduate 2 or 3 years, to get started. And I remember talking to a couple of sophomores that went to the career fair. They got their first taste of it. Now, when they go back as juniors, they'll be a little better, and then they'll be prepared as a senior to really go in and narrow what they want to do, where they want to go. And sometimes, you know, as you mentioned, Megan, the fact that the earlier you start probably would be the best possible outcome.
Yeah, and that's one of the biggest challenges we have, I think, in marketing the career fair to job seekers, is it's not just for those students who are seniors and getting ready to graduate. There are part-time opportunities there. There are internships there, those experiential education opportunities that Julia was mentioning earlier. So, you know, I encourage people, if you're thinking about coming to the career fair, go on our website. It's just moreheadstate.edu/career. Take a look at the list of organizations that are going to be there. Do a little bit of research. We try to make it easy for you. We've got their website there. We've got what majors they're seeking and the type of opportunities that they're recruiting for.
Tell us a little bit about the JobLink.
JobLink is our online job internship database. It's open to students as well as alumni. Anything we know about is posted in there. If any of your listeners, you know, are looking to hire, it's free to employers and graduate programs to post their opportunities, but it's kind of a one-stop shop. And I usually tell job seekers, you know, there may not be thousands upon thousands of positions in there, but those that are in there, they're looking for MSU students and alumni. I think we've really built up a reputation of producing good talent.
We posted 2,500 jobs last year, and over 50% of those were in Kentucky.
Explain the difference between an internship and a co-op job.
We would consider an internship something that is full-time over the summer, maybe during a semester, could even be part-time. A co-op differs because it is typically viewed as a returning program. So you would do one rotation at the work site, maybe come back and take some classes, then go and do another rotation at the work site, totaling 3 rotations at the work site. So someone that's done a co-op would graduate maybe with a year plus of real world experience. You could do that with an internship, but it's not formally built into the program.
And I know that during the fall career fair, you give awards out that the student intern of the year, the internship employer of the year, and the faculty member of the year. And I know a lot of people have earned these awards, have worked very hard.
Yes, the internship award ceremony is a component of the Fall Career Fair. I think it's important to recognize these people, especially the faculty who kind of go above and beyond to mentor these students and connect them with employers. So we're just trying to recognize those people.
If I'm a parent sitting out there listening to this broadcast and my student is here at the university, and you know how we parents are, we want to coach and counsel our kids. What would you suggest to the parents that they might engage their student with about this whole business of a career expectation and how to interact with you professionals and your organization to help them get a leg up?
The main thing is to understand that we're preparing these students for the future. And oftentimes they pick a job that they've heard and they want the best for their child, and they tend to go technical. They want medical computers or medicine. But I think it's more than that. They need to look at some chaos theory. Career is a developmental process. And if you talk to people who are successful in their jobs, oftentimes they didn't get there from a straight path. And so I think it's important to understand that the child is different than you, and look at what the child is interested in, and then see where we can go from there. To be supportive, encourage them. I always tell people, if they don't know what they want, that's great. That's the best time to be in college. Come in undeclared and then find yourself. This is the best place to be when you don't know.
Julia, are there some testing tools that you have at your disposal? If I come into your office and say, you know, I'm really not sure what I want to do, but I kind of think I'm good at this, and I kind of think I like that. Are there some ways that you can help them that are kind of science-based or that'll help direct them in a particular area?
We have lots of tools. We look at personality, and that is how people make decisions in the world and how they perceive the world. So how they take in information, then what they want to do with that information. Those are important. Then we look at interests. What kind of things do you like doing on a regular basis? I sometimes ask children what they dreamed when they were little, what they pretended, what they chose as their Halloween costume. Those kind of things can show a process of interest early. And then see where that goes. Who else in those kind of with those kind of interests? What kind of jobs do they like doing? And then also look at values. What kind of money do you want? What kind of life do you want to live? Where do you want to live?
And then I would add, you know, start the exploration process, you know, going beyond and starting that exploration, going to an event like the career fair and talking to the engineering firms there, the hospitals, the social service agencies, the mix of organizations, and getting a sense of what it is you need to be doing your sophomore and junior years to be marketable when you graduate.
Yeah, I think it's really terrific when alums reach back and say, you know, I would be happy to serve as a mentor, as an information broker for students coming along, because sometimes just having a conversation with somebody in the field, in the business, and is that something I'd even choose to do?
A lot of students don't understand the opportunity that's out there, and so we want to encourage that. But we do have a lot of alumni who are willing, and they really are excited to talk, especially if they like their job.
We have Megan and Julia with us, but Julia, you have a great staff besides Megan at Career Services, and the fact that over the last 5-6 years it's grown and you do, you know, more out in the community, I know that you want to brag on all your staff.
Yes, Chad Cantrell was recently hired as our tech specialist. We are so high tech now. We used to be just a bunch of career counselors, and that has changed. And he's doing a great job with our technology as well as helping in the job search and resume writing and things like that. Mike Esposito has worked at the university for many years in student life, and so he has that counseling background, and he's doing a really good job for us right now with the events, the internship program, and things like that. Really good staff.
I know the fact that, as Megan said, Career Fair coming up again. Now, if they're a organization that wants to be involved, how do they do that, Megan?
Yes, good point, Jason. Registration is still open for the Career Fair. Again, just visit our website. If they have any trouble, call the office, 606-783-2233. We'd love to have them there.
If they're a student, if they want to come and set up an appointment so you can take a look at their resume and start, they can do that as well.
Yes. Again, visit that website, moreheadstate.edu/career. Give us a call. We're more than happy to help.
Julia, how do you think that Career Services has changed?
The expectation from employers is much different than it used to be. They expect students to come in with experience and be able to talk about that experience. The competition is tough. However, it is doable. They get a good education at Morehead State. If they work the plan that we've got, then they'll be ready to talk to these employers. I think we're doing a good job for students and employers as well, and the community.
Students or employers, if you want to come by, they're on campus. As you said, you have parking in the front, some in the back too, and they can come see what they need to do to either get their job filled by a student or start looking for a job.
Well, and it's always a privilege for me to bring together for the program folks at the university that are making a difference. And Career Services is making a real difference. Julia pointed out, the employment opportunities are challenging today for lots of reasons. And for our students in particular, many of them want to stay in Kentucky and close to home. The better prepared you are as a student academically, the better you polish your skills and your resume, the better you present yourself, all enhance the potential for you to be employed wherever you want to be employed, wherever that job is. And the job of Career Services is to help with that. I'm very, very pleased with the work that we're doing in Career Services, and I truly appreciate you being with us.
We'll come back to wrap things up after this timeout.
The Department of Communication, Media, and Leadership Studies at Morehead State University provides an innovative bachelor's degree program in convergent media and strategic communication for a new generation of corporate and nonprofit leaders. Many exciting careers are waiting for you at Morehead State University. Discover much more online at moreheadstate.edu/Cottle College.
Morehead State University continues to be recognized as one of the top veteran-friendly schools in the nation. Current and former members of the military can discover much more in a supportive environment. Morehead State helps remove the barriers to your education by waiving the application fee, offering early registration, awarding academic credit for military experience, and accommodating military obligations. You have done so much for our country. MSU wants to do much more for you. Visit moreheadstate.edu/veteran for more information.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. We've learned a lot over this last 30 minutes or so. The fact that the career fair is coming up. Megan, once again, give us the date and what they need to do if they want to come.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, September 29th. It's going to be from 10 until 1 in the Adrian Doran University Center. If an employer wants to come, they need to get registered for that event through our website or by calling. If you are a job seeker out there listening, again, it's open to the community as well as MSU students and alumni. You do not need to register. Just show up, be dressed professionally, have a resume in hand, and be prepared to talk to these organizations.
Jason, you seem particularly interested. You getting your resume polished up?
I'm going to let them work on that.
Well, don't leave, please. It's been a great show, though. We really do appreciate it, and thanks for all you do for our students and for our employers in the region. You're helping to make Kentucky stronger, and that's what we need.
Thank you.
Julia Hawkins and Megan Boone from the Office of Career Services. For President Andrews, I'm Jason Blanton. Until next month, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.